The president declares war on cancer on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Not in those exact words, but he is relaunching an initiative aimed at reducing cancer deaths. Fox's Jared Halpern is live in Washington.
Now, President Biden says his goal is cutting cancer deaths in half in 25 years.
It's bold, it's ambitious, but it's completely doable.
And the president is relaunching the Cancer Moonshot, an initiative first launched by President Obama in 2016, directing $1.8 billion in research funding. President Biden is urging Congress to continue that funding.
But it costs money. And this is the best, these are the best dollars we could spend.
The president is also advocating for cancer screenings that were skipped during the pandemic and making treatment more equitable, Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. The cancer fight, a very personal one for the president after losing his son, Beau. The White House says the president's decision to deploy U.S. troops in Europe has been discussed with allies for weeks. But it does come just after Russian President Vladimir Putin doubled down on his security demands.
Putin actually kept quiet about Ukraine for a month. He broke that silence really in classic Putin fashion. He twisted everything around, saying it was the U.S. trying to drag Russia into war in Ukraine, not mentioning the massive buildup of Russian forces around Ukraine. And he used some colorful language, too. He said, "U nas krutili." Basically, in Russian, he said, "NATO has screwed us." That sort of rough, colorful language will certainly play well at home. But there are new satellite images, new videos that show the massive buildup along three sides of Ukraine, to the east, to the north, and to the south. That's why U.S. is sending 3,000 troops to the region.
This is Steve Harrigan in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. The White House reiterating the president's pledge not to put troops in Ukraine, also emphasizing these deployments are not permanent. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A retired Army officer who testified at former President Trump's first impeachment trial is suing over what he calls intimidation and harassment.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman is suing Donald Trump Jr., Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani, and two former White House communications officials, Julia Hahn and Dan Scavino. Colonel Vindman claims there was a coordinated effort to push false claims about him, including that he was a spy for Ukraine and was lying under oath. He testified before Congress in November 2019 about a phone call in which former President Trump asked the president of Ukraine to announce an investigation of Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Vindman retired from the Army 8 months later. The lawsuit says the defendant's actions sent a message to other potential witnesses in any investigation of the former president: cooperate at your own peril. Chris Foster, Fox News.
The National Butterfly Center in South Texas says it's closing for now because of recent threats. An email newsletter sent today says the North American Butterfly Association made the decision. The center first closed over the weekend due to a nearby rally on border security. They've also faced harassment over legal challenges involving the Trump administration using center land to build the border wall. What some call the Great Resignation isn't over yet.
People are quitting their jobs in droves as the pandemic has many Americans reassess the role of work in their lives. And if you're looking for a new gig, Glassdoor has released its annual 50 Best Jobs in America report for 2022. Their research is based on earnings potential, overall job satisfaction rating, and number of job openings. Enterprise Architects tops Glassdoor's list. They're responsible for the entire infrastructure of the company's IT platform and pays $145,000 a year. Coming in second, Full Stack Engineer, followed by Data Scientist, DevOps Engineer, and and strategy manager.
Fox's Hillary Barsky, those jobs getting high satisfaction scores for flexible work arrangements in addition to six-figure salaries. A rally holds on Wall Street, the Dow up 224. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.